going on, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan, of course. Why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful, melodic voice? Man, it feels good to be back, and this is Season 2.
It's Morning Vibes, it's time for Morning Rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's Morning Vibes with Superman Dan.
So, now that we are officially into Season 2 of Morning Vibes with Superman Dan, I know I did this on the last episode of Season 1. I kind of gave you, like what's coming up, right? What's coming, what's going to be happening. But, you know, I just want to tell you what I'm up to these days. It's been, what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks? But I just kind of want to tell you what I'm up to these days, because I feel like it's been so long. I've missed you all. I've missed hearing the comments through my Snapchat or Instagram saying, hey, when are you coming back? And it's only been like 2 weeks. So it either means you guys are really enjoying it, or you're really bored. So it's gotta be one of the two, right? So what am I up to these days? Now that I'm all officially moved in to my new place in St. Clair Shores from Harrison Township, it was kind of weird because I've been in Harrison Township for the last 6 to 7 years, and being back in St. Clair Shores is great. I love it. I love St. Clair Shores. I just miss the area in Harrison Township. And like I said, it's only been a couple weeks, so I'm sure I'll get used to things again. And as far as traveling and visiting some of the bars and restaurants that I used to go to when I lived out there for seven years, I'm sure I'll go back. I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't. It's just, creature of habit, to where I like to stay around my local places. Once I, you know, get in somewhere, I like to stay there. So even though I've had a good time out in Harrison Township, I feel like now that I'm back on St. Clair Shores, I just feel like I'm going to be staying around these areas a little bit more. So I'll have some more stories and some new stories. And, you know, some new adventures, some new things going on in St. Clair Shores. So I'm getting to know my environment again. You know, like I said, I've been away for 7 years, and I'm just, you know, seeing what food, what restaurants are around here, what bars are around here, what ladies are around here. Is that a hint to my dating life? I don't know. Maybe it is. So, yeah, I'm just getting to see, you know, what's around here again, because it's been a while, and I think I'm going to buy a bicycle, because I'm not a motorbike kind of person, but, you know. So, I think it'd be fun to, you know, drive around. It's exciting time for me in sports, because I love sports and the NBA playoffs, and basketball is my favorite sport, so I love watching the NBA playoffs, and I'm rooting for my Phoenix Suns. So I hope they take down those Lakers. I'm rooting for Chris Paul. I like Chris Paul, and I want him to get a chip. And I'm excited. That's my squad. So go Suns. And the Tigers, you know, everyone keeps saying they're not very good. Every time that I've been watching them, they've been winning. And winning decisively. So I enjoy watching the Tigers as well. So it's an exciting time for me in sports. And with this mask mandate finally lifting, I believe July 1st is when it's fully lifted. Right now, as we're recording, I believe the rule is sorry, I had to turn you up a little bit. I believe the rule is if you are fully vaccinated, you can be indoor most places without a mask. And I'm guessing it's like a we believe you sort of thing. It's like a scout's honor, because the people who are not fully vaccinated Are you? I mean, I don't know if you're showing a piece of paper saying that you are, or if companies or places are saying, "Hey, I need to see your paperwork if you're not gonna have a mask on," or what's going on. But I doubt it, because everyone is pretty much over this BS here in Michigan. So, with the mask mandate finally lifting, and July 1st, I think, is when it's fully people who are vaccinated, people who are not vaccinated, both are not going to be wearing a mask. Cool. Which means my weddings are opening up, which means it's going back to where people are not canceling and where people are not postponing, which means I get to meet with brides and grooms again, which means I get to go and celebrate and help capture their special day again. Ah, man, I've missed those. 2020 was rough, mentally, socially, physically, you know, but it's back. Weddings are back. And that's all I'm got to say about that. And with weddings being back, which means my editing has been coming back. So I hope that my my editing for this podcast doesn't suffer, because I do know that with weddings being back and editing being back, editing for weddings is like a full-time gig. You know what I mean? It is just every day. So Friday, I have a wedding. Saturday, I have a wedding. Sunday, I like to do all the transferring of footage to external hard drive or to other hard drives so that I have multiple copies of something. And I usually, on Sundays, I don't do too much hard editing. I don't know if that's even a thing. I don't get too involved in the editing yet. What I do is, in the programs, I just set things up for Monday. So Monday, when Monday comes, it's easy for me to get into it. Meaning Sunday, I just I get folders ready. I put things in the proper folders and blah, blah, blah. You don't care. What I'm saying is, that's what I do on Sundays. I don't do too much in-depth editing because it's Sunday and I want to relax just one day, right? Even God relaxed on one day. He rested on Sunday. And then Monday through Thursday is editing. From about, I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and I probably start editing around 9. I take a break-ish around 10 because I like watching some first take. And so, you know, 10 to 12, I watch first take. But I do some editing here and there between the commercials. So from 9 in the morning until, it can go through until 10 at night. But, I mean, I'm not editing that whole time. I'm just in and out. So I'll eat, do laundry, you know, shower, go cut the grass, you know, whatever I have to do. But I mean, basically, I'll edit throughout the whole day. And that's Monday through Thursday. Like I said, Friday and Saturday is weddings, and then it's back over again. It just keeps going. And I love being busy, so it doesn't bother me, and I'm not going to complain, especially after the year that we had last year. There's no way that I'm going to be like, oh my God, this is too much going on right now, too much weddings. No. This is good. I don't think it's going to be normal for me until next year, 2022. Because a lot of the weddings that I have this year are postponements or cancellations that moved from last year. So it's not really new weddings or new money coming in. It's weddings and money from last year. But still not going to complain, because I'm rather be working than not working. Even though when I was not working, I did come up with this whole podcast thing, and I did come up with a whole mockumentary thing, which, by the way, I think I'm going to do another one. It's for, well, I'm not going to tell you what it's for, but it's for another music project that I did with a friend of mine, and I haven't written it yet, and I haven't, obviously, I haven't done any of the shooting for it yet, except for the main part of it. The main middle part of the mockumentary is done, but the dialogue for the acting parts, I should say, has not been done yet because, well, like I said, I've been busy, so I'm not in there yet. Oh man, what else is going on? This Sunday, I have one of my really good friends is daughter's birthday, and it's more or less going to being able to get out. Right, we've been cooped up and locked up for so long, and told we had to be locked up for so long that it's good to be finally be able to get out. So we are doing a birthday thing for her daughter. There's going to be a bunch of her friends and a bunch of her daughter's friends, of course. And I got a couple of what do you get a little girl for her birthday? So I asked her, and she said that she is a fairy godmother, princess butterfly, something. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm not sure what all that means, but help me out. So she told me her sizes, if she wanted to do dresses or shoes, and I don't really buy dresses or shoes. Oh, not since college. And so she likes butterflies. You know what? I guess I could tell you what I got her, because it doesn't make a difference at this point, because by the time this comes out, the birthday party will have already been over. So what I got her was, I ordered some gifts for her. I ordered a big, she likes suckers and lollipops also. So she goes, hey, just get her a sucker and she'll love you forever. Cool. So I ordered these big, huge, giant suckers, right? One of those huge, gigantic lollipops or suckers. And I also ordered a princess tiara, because she's a princess, like she said. So I ordered her a princess tiara. The best part is the address that I put in for Amazon to ship it to me. I put in my old address over in Harrison Township. And so I got notifications from Amazon saying, hey, your package has arrived. How did we do? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I looked on the porch, and I'm like, there's no package here. So I was about to say, you know, you did terribly. And for some reason, I looked at the address of where it was shipped, because I wanted to see the picture. You know how they show a picture when they deliver it? I didn't see a picture, but I saw an address. And when I saw the address, it said my old address in Harrison Township. So that's exciting, because then I got in my Jeep and I drove out to my old place, about a 15-minute drive. Not that far, but it's still a 15-minute drive. And I went to go check, and there's no package there. There's no package in the front. I knock on the neighbor's door and I say, hey, what's going on? And he was like, oh, it's good to see you. How are you? And he wants the small talk, which is fine. He's an older gentleman, but I'm still trying to figure out about my packages. So I asked him about it. He said he doesn't know anything about it, which I believe him, obviously. And I said, has anybody moved in next door yet? And he said, no, the lady who owns it, there's no new tenants yet, but the lady who owns it has been back and forth like cleaning and stuff. Which, I don't know how much cleaning she has to do, because myself and my roommate, before we left, we cleaned it pretty well. So, I digress. I left and there's no package there, so I'm assuming that the lady who's been there back and forth has picked up the packages and brought them inside, or picked up the packages and using it for herself, because she's selfish. And I'm only calling her selfish right now, because I don't know what she did with them. If she didn't do anything with them, and she's just holding on to it for me, then I appreciate it, and you're not selfish. You are a warrior, lady, and I appreciate you. But I left the point is, I left a message on the door. I wrote a note out, and I put it in the doorknob so that only the person opening the door would see it. And I'm not sure if my code still works for the garage door, but since I don't live there anymore, I don't think it would be proper for me to go in and look, because that would be breaking and entering, and I don't feel like going to jail over a princess tiara and a huge lollipop. You know what I mean? So I can only assume that she has it inside, or she has it and she took it home. But I left a note with my name, number, and what was going on, that I accidentally sent it to my old address there, which is her place. Hopefully she gets back to me, because I drove out there today and the note was gone. No one was there. I knocked on the door and rang the doorbell, but no one was there. I knew that already, but I just did it anyway, do my due diligence, and the note was gone. So I know she read it, so I think the very least she could do would be to text me, to send me a text, or to give me a call stating, hey, I have your stuff, let me know when you're going to be over next, and I will gladly give them to you. Or B, hey, nothing's come, which is a lie because I know it came, but nothing's come, and I'll let you know when it gets there. That way, I know that she's lying. But I'm just going to keep going there and catch her at the house one day. Be like, hey, remember that note I left you? Lady, where is my princess tiara? Tiara? I don't know. I feel a little bit better now. But since we are on the subject of, you know, new stuff, getting to know me. Uh-oh. That's right. Getting to know me. I want to do 41 through 50. So here are the 41 through 50 of Get to Know Me tag as well. Ooh, this is a jam-packed podcast for you guys. How exciting is this for everybody involved? Number 41, how many pairs of shoes do you own? Well, let's see. Tennis shoes-wise, let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10... 12, 14. I'm sorry, I'm doing by twos. So 7, and then 8, 9, 10. I think 12 pairs of shoes. I'm gonna go with 12 pairs of shoes. Is that a lot? Most of them are tennis shoes, and then there's a lot of dress shoes too. So, yeah, 12 pairs of shoes? Yeah, that sounds good. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have? Well, that's a great question. Thank you, Get to Know Me tag. Because if I was a superhero, I'd be Superman, which I am. I'd be able to fly. I'd be able to have super strength. I'd be able to have super x-ray vision. I'd be able to use my eyes and burn things and, you know, beat people up and bad people, not good people, bad people up. So that would be my superpowers. I would have every power that Superman has because that's my name. So that's number 42. Number 43, what would you do if you won the lottery? What would I do if I won the lottery? I would pay off my mother's house. I'd pay off I guess it depends on how much of the lottery I won. I'm guessing I'm going to go with this question for the lottery being like a nice chunk of change, like millions upon millions upon millions, like the big ones, like you just won $240 million. So if that was the case, I don't know if that's the voice that they do, but I'm guessing if that's the case, then I'd pay off my mother's house regardless of how much money I won. I would pay off family members' houses and my close friends who are family's houses. And then the rest of it, I'm going to save some, sure, invest some. But then after that, we are taking a trip. We're going to Ireland. We're going to Greece. We're going to go to Spain. We're going to go to Africa. Where else are we going? We're going everywhere. So, you want to come? Number 44. What form of public transportation do you prefer? Air, boat, train, bus, car, etc. I prefer the air. It's the safest way to travel, and I prefer flying to get places. But a car, you know, if you're doing a road trip, road trips are fun. You know, once you get past a certain hour on the road, like a certain time that you've been on the road, it's fine. I mean, I enjoyed it. I've driven across the country 5 times. Yeah. There's some funny stories with that. Maybe one day I'll talk to you about those. But boat, I mean, I don't not prefer a boat. I don't know, where am I going to go besides the lake here? I live in Michigan. We're on the Great Lakes. So we're always on boats. Do I prefer a boat to get across the water? Sure. But do I prefer a boat if I'm going to try and get to Europe? No, I prefer the air. Trains are fun. Because we don't have a lot of trains here in Michigan, but if you are in Europe, you take one of those super bullet trains. Oh, that's a lot of fun. They go crazy fast, and you get there really fast. Yeah, if you go crazy fast, you get there fast, I guess. Bus, not really, and etc. No, there's no other. No, I mean, like, there's nothing else I would. Yeah, so air. I'm gonna go with air and car. Number 45, what's your favorite zoo animal? My favorite zoo animal, I'm going to go with, why not, like a, I don't know, tiger? Those are cool. I don't think there's any cheetahs in zoos, right? Elephants are cool. I mean, animals in general are really cool. I enjoy seeing, and I know like a lot of zoos are probably, what a lot of people feel like zoos are inhumane, but yeah, I mean, I enjoy zoos. I enjoy the humane zoos, if that's the thing. I enjoy all animals. They're fun. Number 46, if you could go back in time to change one thing, what would it be? Ooh. If I can go back in time to change one thing, what would it be? I don't think I would change... that's a lie. yes, there is one thing, I mean a couple of things that I would go back and change. But for the most part, I don't feel you should go back and... time to change things, because if you change something, I believe in the butterfly effect, and I believe that can change the outcome of who you are or who someone else is or events have taken place. So I don't think it is a good thing to change the past, because you could change your future, and I mean for the worse as well, or it could change someone else's future for the worse. You never know what one butterfly effect would cause. The butterfly effect, if you don't know, is if, for instance, if I'm supposed to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, get up, brush my teeth, have breakfast by, 9:45, out the house by 10, and go cut the grass at 10:30 at my mom's house. But let's say I go back in time and I set my alarm and I hit snooze and I get up at 9:30. Right, and then 9:30 comes, and then I get up, shower, do everything I was supposed to do before, but then I'm out the house by 11. There could have been an accident at 11 o'clock to where now I am involved in it, right? So just changing one thing has a huge ripple effect. So, there's more to it. I'm just giving you, for instance, I don't even know if that was a good example. Just know that I know what a butterfly effect is. It's changing something in that past, or it just changes and changes and changes, because one little thing becomes one huge thing on the other end, more or less. But, to answer the question, if I can go back in time to change one thing, what would it be? There was this girl back in the day that... she, I felt like, there's actually a couple of girls. There was a couple of girls in the past to where I ruined things. Whew, that felt good to say. Whew, I exercised the demons. All right, so yeah, I ruined things, right? The one girl that I'm thinking of, I thought my shit didn't stink. I thought that I was bigger than I was, because I was on the radio at the time. I was doing guest appearances in Canada. I was doing a bunch of big things for a 22-year-old. And when we hung out all the time, we never had the title boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were always together, And she had mentioned one day that she wanted to start a relationship, and I ruined it with saying that I'm seeing a couple different people, even though I was just trying to make myself look bigger than I was. And so I ruined things with her, because obviously she, and nor should she, but she did not then want to wait for someone like that. And nor should she have to. Anyway, she's married now. She has some beautiful kids. So, for instance, with the butterfly effect, if I had wanted to change that and gone back and change that, then she would never have her kids now. She wouldn't have her husband now. And that might benefit me personally. That would not benefit her. she was supposed to be down this path. She was supposed to be, you know, not with me and with this other person to have kids. Great. Blah. But in some alternate universe, we're together. So, how do you like that? And the other girl, I don't feel like talking about the other one right now. Because if I share all my stories, then you won't have anything left to listen to in the future. But she was a great girl. And why didn't it work out? I think it was during the time to where I just thought I was just too big for my own stuff again, and I just I didn't put the time in for a relationship. I was young, I was dumb, and girls mature faster than guys, and I didn't treat it properly. So, never cheated. I was never abusive. I was just not, you know, what are the girls like, being there mentally for me, you know, spiritually. I wasn't there for the hurt and those aspects. And I've apologized to these people later in life to where they were like, hey, Dan, don't worry about it. But it felt better being able to have my apology accepted and being able to ask for it. Wow, this one's getting deep. Season 2 is getting deep. Ooh, and there is a third girl, too. But the third girl was a long-distance thing. And I cared deeply about her, but it was this long-distance. And I don't know if what her mindset was during the time. I feel like she was all about me too, but I think her friends got in her ear saying, you know, the distance isn't gonna work. I mean, who knows? There could be a bunch of different things, but it was a very long distance, and I was getting ready to come see her when things kind of started unraveling. So it's all worked out for her. She's married, she has kids, so it's good for her. But those are my three things that if I can go back in time, I'd change if I was in an alternate universe, but not now, because they're all happy, and so am I. All right, so number 47, if you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be? Well, Christ, for sure, but I wouldn't want it to be the Last Supper. Because then you would see me in the painting with Leonardo da Vinci, and I don't think he knew I was supposed to be there. Who else would I? Living or dead. Justin Timberlake. I mean, he and I, you know, we could talk about our love for Jessica Biel together, and you know, talk about our boy band days, and you know, we could talk about that. So, Christ, Jessica Biel. Oh, did I say Jessica Biel? So Christ, Justin Timberlake, you know, slip of the tongue there, Freudian slip. Who else? Two other people, living or dead. Chadwick Boseman. I think he would be great to talk with. The Black Panther. He did great in Black Panther. He was awesome in Jackie. From what I could tell as a human, he was an awesome human, awesome person. And obviously his acting was phenomenal, right? And then one more person. Who would be the fourth person, living or dead? Man, I think it'd be interesting to, you know, I think it'd be interesting to talk with, maybe Jordan. Sit down with Michael Jordan. Pick his brain on past games and past rivalries and stuff like that. Maybe Jordan or JFK. Not that those two are in the same boat, but I would have good stories and good time sitting down listening to them. And if I had my Seven Wings in Heaven challenge where we eat the wings and we talk about and I interview people, oh, that'd be great. Especially with Christ. I'd be like, what is up with Judas? You know? Anyway, So that's my four individuals, living or dead. Number 48, how many pillows do you sleep with? Good question. So I have two under my legs. I have then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 6 on the bed. So, because I need to hug one, and I need to have one on my back, and then I, you know, so I feel secure, you know, all around me. How many do I have? So the answer is 8. I mean, usually it's 6, right? I mean, if I'm at a hotel, it's like 4 or 5, but right now it's 8. Yeah, I know, I got issues. All right, number 49. What's the longest you've gone without sleep and why? The longest I've ever gone without sleep is 48 hours. 46 hours? 46 hours? So I flew out to Arizona. So I left in Michigan at a specific time. Then I flew out to Arizona, which is 3 hours behind us. Then I was, this is a long time ago when I was in high school. I met up with my cousin who lives in Arizona. We stayed up that night. We were leaving by bus to go drive to California because it was like a youth group trip for her school or for her church. So I was like, gonna be a part of it. So I left Michigan at a certain time. I flew out to Arizona. We later that day, I didn't go to bed yet, obviously. And then later that night, I had an early flight in Michigan. Flew out to Arizona. Then we, later that night or evening, we got in a bus with all the other youth groupers, and we drove in a huge bus over to California, which is another, you know, hour behind Michigan time, but it took like, I don't know, like 6 hours to drive there, 5 to 6 hours, so we drove there to the beach for sunrise mass. And yes, I could have slept on the bus, but you're with a whole bunch of new people around you, and you're meeting new people, and you're talking with them, and we just didn't sleep. You know, I was excited, and no one really slept that much. And so by the time sunrise happened in California, I haven't slept yet, so at that point, it was like already around 24 hours that I've been awake. Then we had mass on the beach, and we went all day in California, hanging out, having a good time. And then later that night, we stayed up pretty late, and I think it was almost like 44, 45 hours. So like 5 hours before it would have been 48 hours. So that was the whole story. Did you enjoy it? Good. Number 50. What's the tallest building you've been to the top in? Tallest building I've been to the top in? I really don't know. I don't know if I've been to the top of any building. I mean, the buildings that I've been to the top of are like the rooftop or high top. They're pretty small because I do a lot of rooftop parties or events. I mean, the Sears Tower, I've been pretty high. I mean, the one in Chicago. So, I don't know. Maybe the one in Chicago. So, that's a weird question to ask me. So, that's number 50. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed that. That was 41 through 50. All right, my friends. I'm going to wrap this podcast up here for the first episode of Season 2. I've already done 41 through 50 of the Get to Know Me tag. I've already talked to you about what I have going on, or what things are coming up. You know, I've talked to you about the problems that I've had with ordering some presents for my friend's daughter, and trying to get those presents back from my old place. And I've talked about the mask mandate being lifted, and my weddings being back, and editing being back. So that's what I'm going on right now. Here is what's coming up this season, in Season 2. I'm going to have guests. I've decided that I enjoy talking with people. I mean, I enjoy talking regardless, you know, hearing my own voice. And I know you guys enjoy it because you guys have told me. But I want to have some guests with me. I want to have some other people to bounce stories off of and hear their experiences, too. I'm going to have guests. I'm going to get Sammy here. I know I am, eventually. And let's see. Travel. I have a travel for a couple of weddings coming up. I have one in Texas that I'm doing, That'll be on July 4th weekend. I'll be in Austin, Texas, filming a wedding. And every year I want to do something new. Every year I want to try and push something to make myself uncomfortable, to seek discomfort, right? So there is no comfort in the growth zone, and there is no growth in the comfort zone. I couldn't even remember the line. I was looking all around the room, and I'm like, is it written down in my room? No, it's not. So there is no growth in the comfort zone, and there's no comfort in the growth zone. In order for me to grow, I got to be uncomfortable, so I'm going to try new things. So for the last, I said so a lot. So for the last three years or so, I've been working on my photography game, which is I do a lot of natural lighting. I do a lot of shoots now with friends as being my models, or customers being models, like clients and being models. So a lot of my friends, man, I say so a lot. A lot of my friends who are very gracious and help me out will be my models for me a lot of times. And we'll put their stuff on the Instagram for them, and I'll use it for a private Instagram account that I have as well. And pretty much everything that I say, I'm going to do, right? So, at least I try to. Man, I said so again. I'm going to work on that for this season too, because that's a lot of so's. I plan on doing everything I say I'm going to do. I try not to say something or promise something that I have no plans in doing. With that being said, it's hard not to say so. With that being said, I'm working on a photography business. So I do have a video business, but I'm also working on a photography business. And, which means, if there are any aspiring models out there, or anybody who will let me come and take pictures for you, so I can use it with my portfolio stuff, let me know. That's what's coming up. More guests, more photography. I'm going to travel for weddings, and basically, I'm going to get out of my my comfort zone so I can grow. Once again, thank you for listening to Morning Vibes Superman Dan. I have been your host, Superman Dan, and this is the beginning of season two and the beginning of something great and beautiful. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week. All right? Bye. It's more.